If an amendment restoring the stewardship fund to its current borrowing level isn't approved by legislators, there's always the governor's veto, which Jim Doyle has said he will use in this instance. However, a veto may not be able to accomplish all environmentalists want. Madison Representative Spencer Black says the legislature still needs to debate the issue. Republicans say the state already has more than 5 million acres of public land. They want the DNR to sell off some property and scale back land purchases during one of the state's worst financial periods. Black notes, however, that the deficit isn't prompting majority Republicans to slash other state programs they like more.
The Republicans are borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars to please the road contractors, who are big contributors, but they're cutting by 90% the money to purchase land, state parks, and wildlife areas that will serve our future generations.
The outcome on the legislative floor may be determined in part by whether lawmakers are concerned about possible political fallout. The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters is among those lobbying Republican legislators who traditionally can count on support at the polls from the hook and bullet crowd. League Director Kathy Peelsticker.
Few people on joint finance that voted against preserving stewardship as it was have misread the sentiments and the values of the people in Wisconsin.
Critics of scaling back the stewardship program also say land prices are rising. They contend it will only be more expensive and land perhaps unavailable if the state waits. As for selling off stewardship property, some maintain that parcels bought with federal dollars can't legally be sold to help Wisconsin fill its budget hole. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.